Blog Talk Radio.
Looking out for you now. Finally prioritized, and I knew you would, but could say something. Sometimes it's better when you yell than when you say nothing. But you're getting tired of explaining everything that you need. More water, less stress, more sex, more carefree. Don't wanna hurt no more, not over me. Cause I'm not worth it and this ain't working and run out of words again. And now that you know, I know you've had to accept apologies you haven't got it yet.
That makes things hard to forget.
I know. Hope you aren't telling your friends that you need more water, less stress, more sex, less of me. Looking for someone more mature than me. Somebody else who can keep better habits, and you're not having it. Cause now that you know, oh, you are better than I was ready for. It's not like before, yeah. Now I'm making up for it all. Forever.
Well,
become an enemy. Cop a flight to Paris, low key. It's you, baby girl, I'm tryna breathe. Please, baby, try understand me. I'm not a monster, I'm just a man with needs. I take flights when I learn it's time to go. Tryna take time back, crossing timing zones. Compress your lips upon me. LSD got me feeling embassy. One for out of mind chemically. Cause we suffer endlessly. Could be kamikaze. Only time will tell. Even though I'm godly, might end up in hell.
Sweet melody.
Just bind it, let no man enter in.
Give me a love that's unrequited. The thought of you gets me excited. I guess I'll come to your crib uninvited. A few of your favorite vices. Girl, I know you like it. Girl, you came to life. Line of my life, you like. Then he be good, that's on. But job be coming down, yeah. Turn my life around, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I ain't really tryna spend don't go out much, but you should come through tonight. I'm chilling on the west side, boo. Call my homegirl, tell your best friend you can slide through. On the low, on the low location. I don't want them seeing me getting faded. You should come through tonight. I only kick you with a tackle. They won't fail, cause they tryna live their best lives too. On the low, on my own, I'll be waiting. Hit me on my phone, I'll be waiting. Yeah, yeah. Waiting. Hit me on my phone, I'll be waiting. Waiting. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hit me on my phone, hit me on my phone, yeah.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. I am your host, LaPearla Negra, and this is the Erotic Love Zone. And I'm joined by my sexy, sultry voice diva, Mrs. VIP. Hey, diva, how you doing tonight?
Hey, diva, I'm doing. How about you?
I'm good, man. This music, you know how it does me. It's got mm-hmm. me swaying and, yeah, feeling some kind of way. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. It's all good, though. It's mm-hmm. all good. Ladies and gentlemen, mm-hmm. you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. And this is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Diva, I got my Raw Links on. You got yours on?
I most definitely do all the time.
No, that's right. I know that's right. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to give a quick shout out to Person, the man of every hour, the CEO of Epiphany Radio, Dr. Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. He is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, but he is also the CEO of those beautiful pieces of jewelry that we were just talking about, Raw Links. And you can acquire them over at, what is it, Raw Links, Vivaw, oh Lord, at Facebook.com. I'm get together, y'all. I'm get together. And if you can't reach him over there, then you definitely holler at one of us at Epiphany, and we will definitely make sure that you get to adorn your body with those beautiful pieces of jewelry. They are precious metals and gemstones and even wood, and they all give off very good energy. And we got to give a thank you to him, because without him, there would be no us whatsoever. So thank you. Also, Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And please, by all means, press that 1 to join us. We love you, too. We won't bite unless you want us to. But, Diva, this topic, what do you think about this topic? Is there a time limit on your lovemaking, or do you, do you require a time limit on your lovemaking, or do you believe it is limitless?
You know what? It can be as long as it takes. I mean, you know, I've read, you know, in the past, you know, an article where they swear people can't go past 20, 30 minutes. I'm like, I beg to differ. But I don't set a time, not at all. The longer the better. That's just me.
Okay. Right. I'll take that.
Okay.
I hear that. Yeah. I heard that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, for me, it is limitless, because lovemaking for me goes beyond the bedroom, beyond the physical, the intercourse.
Right.
It's everything. It's my thoughts of him all day, every day. It's this smell, a familiar scent that reminds me of him. It's just the way he makes me feel all together. You know, it's the little text mm-hmm. messages too, just because it's his presence mm-hmm. that makes love to me. It's all of that. So it's limitless for me.
All right. That's what's up.
Yeah. Felt like I just had this discussion. it's a beautiful thing. I get stars in my eyes. I ain't even with nobody. Yeah. But I still get stars in my eyes just thinking about the possibilities of lovemaking with someone, that special one, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
Yeah. And it's a lovely thing. It really, really is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm staying hopeful, though, you know, because we, y'all.
Oh, absolutely.
Got, You know, those of you who have that special somebody in their life, I have to live vicariously through yours because ain't nobody able to. But you give hope to those of us that wonder when it's our turn, you know? And it's all good.
Mm-hmm.
It's all good. So, Diva.
Absolutely.
You ready to make
yes,
some
ma'am.
Poetry?
I am ready.
I know I'm is, as my niece said. Yes, I'm is.
Oh.
How you want to do this? You want to go first, or would you like me to take it first?
You know, I can go first.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Let me move out the way. Let me step down off the stage and adjust the spotlight. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. I actually titled this piece, it's called Not a Minute Man. When it comes to lovemaking, I love it quick, slow, and hard. And I love it to last a little while longer, maybe longer. Even when my flower runs out of nectar, pillow talk gets me in trouble, and my flower miraculously fills again to surround his pistol. And we continue to make love. It's thrilling, titillating. It seems our energy is boundless until I start flying fast to an amazing climax. I try to express it in poetry, but I can't find the right syntax. When he begins to thrust fast, I know he's not going to last. I sneak a peek at my watch. It's only been an hour, and on his body, I feel like I'm going to rain, shower him with my essence. Oh, he's no minute man. His stamina is high. Just because he likes to linger, I sigh. And in my mouth, he puts his finger. I lick and suck it with delight. Damn, I'm getting it good tonight. Oh, my goodness. I think I'm about to fall apart. As he whispers to me, I have his heart. He continues to give me the business. I feel connected with love and happiness. When he finally reaches his pinnacle, I'm basking in the afterglow. And I'm no longer cynical. When he says he's not a minute man. And that's that piece.
Oh, Diva. I don't know which line to grab. I mean, you just kept coming with it and coming with it. Yo, that was dope. Okay, Diva.
Thank
I heard you. No minute man. I know that's right. Don't make me mad. Shit. If it's like that, then just leave me alone.
It's a problem.
Started.
That's exactly right. It's a problem. Mm-hmm. So, Diva, I know you got something delicious, delectable, delightful, all the adjectives I can think of. So, if you're ready, I'm going to just turn the spotlight on you, hand you the mic, and walk off the stage. The mic is yours.
Thank you. All right, so this is a piece I did. I wrote this not too long ago, and I actually hit it last night. I wasn't supposed to, but I got excited. So I tweaked it a little bit, added a little, took a little here. And this is called Touch Me, Tease Me, Love Me. I'm not like most. I love intentionally with everything in me. Because I'm not designed to give a piece of my heart. And if you're good to me, I fall in love with you every day. I'm a transparent soul. And I know that if I invite you to my sacred space, I'll be completely naked and exposed. Mind, body, and soul. All knowing that you can easily take advantage of me in there. But if you really want me here, provide a safe space of trust. Because I need you to hold me in your peace. Please touch my heart and remove my pains, my hurts, my fears. with love before trying to remove my clothes. I want to purge the chaotic sadness that damaged me so that I can be completely naked with you. I need to make love through sensual body worship, not just sex. Because when I give you control, I want all the love we make to be a pure and unknown exploration of infinite findings. So tempt the eroticism in my words and just let me seduce you with the passion in my kiss only. Passion so that your passion will always be in pursuit of the sweetness you will always receive when you taste my reaction. But if I have to withhold who I am, if I can't be me with you, then you don't deserve to be in my bedroom. And that's that piece.
Well, we do.
Now, Viva, there was some lines in there that I just, you're going to have to put that in my inbox. I just have to hear that again on the playback because, you know, you used to say this about me when I started reciting, you just float away somewhere like you're just taken away. Tonight, I just couldn't concentrate on one line. I'm like, wow. And that's sometimes that's you know, that's unusual of me. I'm able to keep up. But what was that last line? If you can't do what with me, you can't be in the bedroom.
Oh, okay. If I can't be me with you, if I can't be me with you, if I can't be myself, then you don't deserve to be in my bedroom.
Hey, amen to that. Amen to that. Woof. Yes,
we all
yes,
want
yes.
to be complete naked with the one that we lay with, you know, mind, body, and soul. I won't do frivolous hookups and you know, just the little, what did I say? I don't know what it is that the kids say nowadays. I don't know what they say, but I can't do it. I may have been able to do it in my younger days and probably not even gave it a second, but I can't do it now because I have so much in me to give and everybody isn't worth me. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So,
never.
I keep myself. Not saying that my ass don't want some because, Lord...
Yeah.
From time to time. You know, mm-hmm. I value my body to the point where I don't want to play like that anymore. I got the play out.
Okay.
I'm good. I want to play with one
mm-hmm.
person all the time.
Exactly.
You know? So, but Diva, how about I'll do a station ID and then a song, and then we can come back and open up these microphones. All right.
Oh, absolutely. I'm ready.
Oh. All right.
Tiffany Radio. everything between us is good. I'm riding this cloud, baby, ready to fly, but before I take another step, would you catch me if I fall for you? I'm falling, I'm so used to standing, so used to being on my own, but this thing is new, babe, it feels like I'm losing control. Catch me when I fall for you, 'cause I'm falling. Will you promise to be there? Stay by my side always, whenever I need you. Don't let me die. If I give you my all, don't let me fall. Would you do that for me? Hold me. Will you love? Will you love me? My heart is ready for love and to be loved. And I choose you, babe. That's the one thing I'm sure of. So I will take this one last step. So catch me, I'm falling for you.
Welcome back. You are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And please, y'all, I see you listening. Come on, press that one and join us. I know you got some fire up under your belt. I know you do because I've heard every last one of y'all. So push that one and come on and join us. Adiva, ready to open up this first mic? We got ourselves. I'm pretty sure this is not a king. This is Lord Atterbury.
Welcome to the tonight.
How you doing?
No, me. I'm always stuck between the sun and the moon.
I hear that.
You never know when I'm coming.
I hear that. That's what I'm talking about. So let me ask you the question of the evening. Do you require a time limit on your lovemaking, or do you believe it is limitless?
Well, I'm going to put it to you like this. I'm alive and well, so a dead man tell no story.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I hear that.
I don't need anything blue or yellow.
Okay.
All right now. Hey now. Oh, I got that.
What's that old song, baby? You can do it. Take your time. Do it right.
Do it, baby. Do it tonight. That's my jam. You're going to have me listening to them tonight. I was trying to tell you, SOS band is my group. Listen, don't get me started. All right. See, I'm trying to be all sexy here. You taking me somewhere else. I'm just sick. I like that answer. I really do. So, now, what we need to know is, what did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight? Because you never disappoint, ever.
I don't know. I've been in the kind of tight zone today, so. I was able to come up with something though.
All right. Well, so, what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna get down off the stage and let me adjust the spotlight. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Hope I do y'all justice. This piece is titled "Broken Clocks." Now that we are here, listen. Don't even speak. Allow yourself to be stuck between time and space. There is no place to go or anywhere to be. Just you and me in this moment, once again taking in each other's air, body to body, as we touch our points of intimate initiation. Our harmonic orchestration is an explanation of the spirit being free. You know how we get, entering minutes of playing around with positions. As I stand at attention, giving you all type of feelings. Slowly as we motion ourselves into a portal of togetherness. Here, baby, let me kiss that love nest. Mwah. Oh, I see your tone of choice has changed. Is this the remix of a quickie where our local transition is steady so your levy can spill outside of the unknown? I'm absorbing all that. As we kiss and lick each other's sweat, from the neck to our caressing each other's nastiness that has been brought unto our unforgettable nature. Hear me, feel me. I got you. I see your aura in this dark, unlit room. My memory of your lips and body shape consume my mind. I'm feeling fucked up. Closure, the lights on, resting inside desire with the right way of intercourse gone. Now the embrace is reminiscent. Think about a timestamp. While the compass within our soul take a hold of our physical mode with a spirit, stop the clock. Lord.
No, you did. Say,
go ahead, Diva.
Now, you know where. No, he didn't.
Okay. I told you we was getting Lord tonight. Make you say Lord. Lord. Wait a minute. How you going to come up here and just breathe like that?
Damn. That's why I told you earlier I had to write this before Bible study tonight.
That piece was amazing, yo. But you caught me off guard. I wasn't expecting that to be in any of your pieces.
I don't
think
I was ready.
I wasn't ready for that. I was like, ooh.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. I go there sometimes, you know.
That was an amazing piece. It really was, and we appreciate that. Damn. But before we let you skate on out of here, on over there to the Love Lounge. You know, Kalinda over there, she's kind of lonely. She's dealing with something, and she needs some company. Can you let everybody know what you have going on in the world of Epiphany Radio Universe? And you got something going on outside of it, too.
Yeah, well, first off, let me just say that, you know what I'm saying, I'm already in a tank top. So, you know, I'm going to go back there and have a few Long Island iced teas. But, in the Epiphany Universe, we have King and Queen's Quarters with myself, King Atterbury, and Queen Simmons. So, y'all check that out, 9 p.m. Eastern time, on the Epiphany Radio Blog Tour. Okay. I mean, outside of there, we got the Poetry Corner, East Side Connection, myself, King Atterbury, my brother Van Meadow, a.k.a. Poetic. So y'all come on in at 7:30. Check us out, Eastern Time, on the Let's Talk Network. So, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. All right, thank you very much, my lord. I'm
And I forgot also, we have on the Epiphany Network, me and my brother Sincere, from out in L.A., we have the Coast to Coast every last Tuesday, I believe, Tuesday. Sorry, I'm getting all mixed up. Every last Tuesday of the month, you know what I mean? Me and Sincere, Coast to Coast, 9 p.m. Eastern, Tiffany. Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much. Diva, would you be so kind as to escort my lord over there to the Love Lounge, please?
Yeah, because I might need to pick something up.
Okay, top out. He's on his way. I'm bringing him in.
Broken clock.
All right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Yo, okay. Threw me off for a second. Let me regain my
I'm all messed up. I'm tired too.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That was a surprise. I was like, wait a minute. Did he just breathe? All right, Diva, let's open up this mic to this next microphone to our Canadian connection. We got ourselves Lady A. Hey, Diva,
hey.
How you doing?
Going
Welcome
on, Diva.
To the Erotic Love Zone.
Thank you. How are you?
Good, I'm good. Pulling myself together after hearing that breathing sector on
All right.
Mm-hmm. A surprise right there. How you doing tonight?
Yeah.
Pretty good, thanks. I'm waiting for spring to come. I was over at a friend's place. She said, how come you have no socks on? I said, because it's spring.
You know
I always
what?
Do that.
Oh, man.
You know,
yes.
It's wishful thing because we still have snow on the ground.
Well, no, that's cuffing at me. We don't have no snow. But I did go outside this evening for a few minutes, and, I took my jacket off, and I stood there for a minute and just felt the breeze, and I smelled the air. It was nice tonight.
That's what I like about intending to smell it. You can have that smell in the air. You can feel it, when it's close.
Oh, man. Yes, indeed. Well, it's here for us because yesterday was actually the first day of spring. And I'm definitely – I'm about to start taking up these offers on being taken out. I ain't sitting in the house this time. I'm getting
happy.
Okay, go ahead and cup the coffee and maybe go to a nice – open mic session or something, but I'm getting the hell out of Dodge City. I'm going to have me some fun.
Right?
There you go. Mm-hmm. As my niece say, yes, my do. But Lady A, I believe my diva has a question for you.
Okay.
All right, my diva. Do you require a time limit on your lovemaking, or do you believe it's limitless? Like, it don't matter how long it is.
The only time there would be a time limit that I can imagine is if things were not going that well and the expertise was not there, and then I'd just say, okay, hurry up. But for the most part, for 99.9% of the time, just kick back and enjoy.
Let
it leads you where it leads.
Okay. All right. Take that. I like that answer too. Well, there's no wrong answers here, you know. So Lady A.
Yes.
My diva. What did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight? Because I know you never disappoint.
Well, I brought something. It's a love poem. It's not even really sensual, I don't think. But I brought a love poem. If you'd like to hear it.
Absolutely.
It's called In Joy.
Okay, where the sun dips
in the west. Okay, sorry.
That's all right. I'm just handing you the mic. The mic is yours.
Thank you. Where the sun dips in the west, my search is my life's quest. Where the rain falls to earth, life gives all new birth. Where seed grows sweet grass, footsteps trace the past. Where we stood under the moon, love became music, née de la lune. Where on the beach you traced my cheek, adored, you even watched me sleep. Where memories ne'er fade to black, and every day I want you back. Where life goes on, mine stands still, I choose paper and my quill. Where love letters gave you hope, patiently I wait and cope. Where mountains meet the midday sky, if I'll find you there, in joy we'll cry, and so on.
You know what, Lady Anne? It doesn't matter what you say. It always sounds sensual. It's just something about you with the tone in your voice that does it. Okay, so it really doesn't matter what you bring. But that was beautiful. Mm-hmm. I love all your love pieces even more so, because I'm just a fool for love. Okay, I'm in love with being in love. That was beautiful.
Yes,
that was beautiful. Steve, what you got for
beautiful.
That?
You know, I heard a line, under the moon, love became music. I'm like, yes, I love that. And, you know, even the beginning, when the sun dips in the west, not sets, it dips. I was thinking, wow. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
You take us
No,
away.
I used to write letters to my man, and at the end of each letter I would write a little few lines of love and that's this type of thing. And He would always open the letter and go right to the end because he needed to see that first. And every poem that I write like this, it's always about him.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
Beautiful.
That. Yes, I do.
Nothing wrong with holding on to
every week.
Yeah,
it's amazing, really, because it's been so many years, and I still feel the same way. It hasn't thwarted my life, don't get me wrong, but I still feel absolutely the same way for him.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite beautiful, actually.
There's nothing wrong with that. You know, to hold on, I would prefer to hold on to the feeling of love than to just feel
absolutely
empty. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Especially when it was really, really good, too. It was really true love. Yeah. Hold on to that.
Amen.
With everything in me. All right, Lady A, thank you, my diva, for coming through. I'm going to escort
you
over
so
here
much
to the Love Lounge, where we got, not King tonight, we got Lord Atterbury over there.
Watch
in the
yourself.
Love Lounge.
Watch yourself.
Yeah, watch yourself. Go on over there and get yourself a drink. Sit back, put your feet up, take your socks off. Baby. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow. Her pieces always, like, they touch me a certain way, and they make me sit back and be like, All right, Diva, we got another one of Epiphany's own up in here from the Jay and Gina Storm show. We got ourselves Gina Storm. Hey, Gina. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How you doing tonight?
Happy Wednesday, Divas. I'm good.
Happy Wednesday. Happy Wednesday. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, did I ask the question? No, you just asked the question. Didn't you, Diva? All right. Now, I will ask you, Ms. Storm. Oh, my gosh, first time I ever called you that, Ms. Storm. Okay.
I hear it all the time, so it's never surprising, but it is surprising to come appreciate it.
I surprised myself, but
it came out.
Because I just be talking sometimes. All right, so here's the question. Do you require a time limit on your lovemaking, or do you believe it is limitless?
Sometimes it has to have limits just because of life. So if there were a limit, it would have to be like, okay, we got an hour before you have to go to work, and I don't want to send you to work comfortable. Knock it out real quick and get ready and go to work. This is terrible because my second ex-husband was 7 years my junior, and I would always be sleepy before him. And he was like, hey, can we do something real quick before you go to sleep? And it was like the funniest thing because I'm thinking, do something like what I would want to say, but I knew what he meant because
of course you did.
I was trying to go to sleep, so I knew what he meant. So it would be cute because, again, I would be just get it over with so he could go to sleep too. But those were the exceptions, but not the rule ever. And what I have to say, mostly married, but then the little times that I was engaged and then I didn't marry that dude, those relationships, it probably wasn't the same level of sex because we weren't living together.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense? Yeah, it's different when, you know, it's right there and it can happen at any given moment and there are no small children and no distractions and put your phone down, turn the ringer off, whatever, just like, whatever, we get done, we're done. And if we don't get done, then we're nobody, as long as nobody dies, I'm good with that.
I hear that. All right. Well, thank you for that. Yeah. Man, I don't know if you sitting from writing or if you coming off the top of your head because you are one of the freestylers.
Oh, okay. So I found out what the topic was while Lady A was sitting because I was trying to figure out, man, what was up with Atterbury's piece? It was like on fire. I don't even know if I want to comment. I'm feeling some type of way. So
right.
You stopping and the cool down came from Lady A. Thank you so much, Andrea, because I thought I was going to die. I could barely breathe. Then I was thinking, wait a minute. Let me run that question back. What in the world did Ms. VIP just ask? Did she just say time limits on sex? Oh, I don't have anything for that. So I came up with a little beginning, so we'll see how it ends in my mind. So it's going to be a combo.
I wrote down,
and the rest of it will be a freestyle.
All right. Well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Titled this piece, I Remember. I remember, like, it hasn't been so long ago, I had someone who slept beside me and wanted to kiss me real slow. Touched me with just his fingertips until the goosebumps stood up and it felt like he was trying to real. It was just the love language that was written on my skin, unlike the one tattoo that I have. All of these words were for him. I can remember because the memories are fond and sometimes it lasts literally all night long. I go to bed at midnight and when the sun rose in the morn, follow me. And it wasn't possible. Not that I was mad, you see, just tired and a little sore, but I remember the good more than the bad, the fun nights more than the sad, the
disagreements that he wouldn't allow to become a fight because he had this way of handling me, and it wasn't like it was manipulation. It was just something that the look on his face and the lightness with that sparkle of gold going through the light brown eyes, that he would blink those long, enviable lashes at me, and I would realize that I forgot what I was thinking. Now I'm no longer mad again. We didn't have a fight because he let me win. He let me get what I had to off my chest and act a fool if I needed to. But he knew best to hold my hand so I wouldn't get violent, even if it was just breaking something, because that's not ladylike, and he didn't want to see me that way. I never thought about it like that previously, but it was something about him that makes me remember the love that he gave me, the love that we made on the more special. Yeah. I remember those days. I'm Gina Storm. Thank you for indulging me, and that's my piece.
Well, that's nice.
Righty then. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's nice to reminisce to have that.
Oh, my God, yes. You need those.
It's nice to reminisce upon. Yes, especially that special someone. You said it was never a fight because he always let you win. Is that what you said?
Yeah. I like that.
He learned in the beginning that it was no way he was going to win. He was never going to be able to out-talk me or out-think me or have more evidence than I had. Like, I would do forensics, and I wouldn't have to go through his phone. I would hear something through the grapevine and connect the dot. Oh, yeah, he didn't need this smoke in his life. So it was always in his best interest, you know, to let me win. And because he did, I would reward him. And then, you know, our life that we knew to go back to regular scheduled programming. But every now and then I would, you know, throw a little fit. But it never was the same level of violence. Like, I had an actual violent first marriage, and I had an actual, we didn't have time to be fighting marriage.
I hear that.
They were day and night. Yeah, we had no fight.
I feel you on that one.
So that was a good memory for me. Thank y'all for the topic that inspired that, and I thank y'all for it and the opportunity to share, because I did not know what I was going to do.
All right. Well, thank you for coming through as always. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
I have to be on my phone Saturday night. Just Jay and I are going to be on this Saturday night. 8 p.m. And he would be mad at me if he knew I came on and didn't promote us. I was thinking, oh, well, I better say something. Yes, you know.
You wouldn't be at the end of it.
I have to promote us. That's where you can find myself and Just Jay on Saturday night here in the Pithy Universe. We are looking forward to it. It's always fun for me to co-host with him. I'm actually going to be featured tomorrow at both verses. If you're going to be to the Vibe in the morning at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Clubhouse, Mike Gwynn is having me in the office. So I'm being featured. And I'm going to be busy this weekend. So I appreciate y'all and appreciated the traffic, and I'm glad that I made it through.
I'm glad you made it through.
Right.
One love, one mic.
Wow. It's a beautiful thing when you can reminisce upon some good times, you know, especially when it comes to love. All right, D, we're going to open up this next microphone to area code 901. Who do we have on the mic?
Good evening, ladies. How y'all doing this evening?
Good evening. Hello. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How you doing tonight? You want to tell everybody who you got here?
This is Serena Butterfly Brown, also known as Scorpion.
Oh, hey. It is a pleasure for sure. It is a pleasure. How you been?
I've been meaning to come through. I don't think that I've been trying to ignore it. Just life, you know, things just keep popping up. But I was at work and I saw it come through. I thought, I'm going on this show tonight. Okay, ain't nothing gonna stop me. I'm a little late, but I'm here.
That's all right. That's all right.
Yeah.
Your presence is appreciated. Truly, anytime.
Thank you.
Anytime.
This
is awesome.
Thank you.
My diva has something to ask you.
Okay.
All right. Diva, do you require a time limit on your lovemaking, or do you want them to take their time and let it go on and on?
Only to a time for strength zone is just a quickie, you know. Other than that, if I plan on making love, we don't need no time, you know. We don't need no time restraints on that, you know. I can't operate like that, you know. I don't want to worry about no time, you know. Because I want to take all the time in the world to indulge, you know, and make love. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm talking about.
What's up, Butterfly?
That's what I'm talking about. Wow. Well, I'm gonna call you Miss Brown tonight.
Okay.
What did you bring delicious? What did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight? Because I know I'm a fan of your poetry, so I know you don't disappoint.
Thank you so very much. Thank you so very much. Please be patient with me. It's been a minute since I've done my poetry, and this is a piece I wrote back in 2021. I never put a title to it, so I'm just gonna read it.
All right, well, the mic is yours.
Okay. You and I both know that I have the ability to impress with more than what lies in waiting underneath my dress. Yet, she sits anxiously, but ever so confidently, awaiting the qualified company of the man that has the skill to edge me. I just want to call some long-lasting effects upon you, and I just want to know if we can just go ahead and do this already. Heavy is this feeling. Thick is the air, romantically slow winding, coercing us together as it lingers in between like an impatient referee. Although it is quite delightful and immensely stimulating, I've grown impatient to the sex mental rehearsing. I want to be engaged with sensuous conversations flowing like rhythmic patterns, indulging in vivid linguistics while blazing flames dance and sink within enclosed matters. Thoughts for me float around your mind like a nimbus. Clouded thoughts are missed due to the pressure and the precipitation forming, causing a slight mist upon your skin surface. I'll be your enchantress, yet no need for an incantation for such a natural situation. Hey, I intend on taking your breath away. Let's feed one another exotic fruits, or if you like, I'll provide you with something that's sweeter than what you receive in February. Can I ask you something? Does he stand up straight or have a dangerous curve? Okay, just stop me right now. Cover my mouth with yours. But wait, before you do, just allow me to say, I just want to roll on you like the tides of the ocean. I want you feeling these waves longer than the duration of mere days. I want you to experience this gravitational pull and the arising tide so that together we can ride. And hold on, love. Even though you would be securely held between these thighs, you know I got you. Ankles locked behind your back. Again, go ahead and just cover this mouth with yours. Because I really should stop manifesting such things as this.
It doesn't help the fact that you just attract like magnets. My feelings float densely around you like the rings of Saturn's precious fragments. I want to be more than your want. I desire to be your need. Are you ready to give? Because I'm sure enough ready to receive. We've subconsciously set a journey to meet at the same frequency. Exhaling. You're seeking to breathe and to be relieved. Like hot magma spewing from the opening of this volcano. I just can't take this pressure anymore. I want that steam to flow through the sheets and cause your heat to hit its peak. The thought of it causes my entire body to tremble as I await for you to bring upon me the rapturous quake. Until then, she patiently awaits. Butterfly. Answer.
Yes, 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 that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, mouth is yours.
You know how much vision I got? How many? I got all kinds of visual from that. Those words right there alone. Cover my mouth with yours. Ooh, the sounds and the vibrations and the smell and the air. Ooh,
yes,
child.
I'm on that. Yes, ma'am.
I know that's right. Even the look in their eyes, you know, as she closes. Lord have mercy. Child, I feel a peace coming on. Good.
Come on. You know what?
I love it.
You know what I got?
Ooh, I love
it. I have some lines. Let's do this thing already.
Ooh.
I'm like, uh-oh. And then let's see each other's erotic
stop
feet. And ankles locked behind your back, girl. Look.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, lock them in. Lock them in.
Mm-hmm. Cause your heat to meet its peak.
Uh-huh.
Damn. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm doing the Stevie Wonder hair movement right now. Okay. Okay. My eyes closed. Yeah. I feel it. Oh man, that was an awesome piece. It was amazing.
That was dope.
I already knew we were going to get something special anyway. But, man, you want to tell everybody what you got going on, you know, before we let you skate off into the lowdown?
I'm just working and just making my way through life, you know, and trying to get back. I need to get back into, you know, writing again. And, you know, it's just been a little process, you know, for me and everything. And so I write a little bit, put it back, put it up. You know, won't see it some months later, and just going through my little poetry thing. I've been doing it for a few years now, and but hopefully I get myself back on track. Poetry is always in my heart, you know, and in my thoughts and everything. And I respect poetry, and I respect y'all for what y'all do. You know, all the poets in this community and everything. You know, I respect all of you as her being.
Thank you so much.
You know, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Well, thank you so much. Beautiful. We appreciate you coming through. For sure.
Yes. This is a treat. But don't be a stranger, honey. It's always a microphone.
I know, right?
I appreciate that so very much. Very humble. All right, Queen. Y'all have a good one.
You too. One love, one mind.
One love, one mind.
One love, one mind.
Ooh, diva. All right.
That was a treat.
The header
came
in here tonight. Yes,
it
was.
I miss her poetry, too.
But you know what? Wow. She's still listening. You know what, Serena? Miss Brown, poetry is timeless. So we know you're going to be back eventually. It's all right. Life happens, and you got to do what you got to do. But poetry will always be. All right. Diva, I'm going to do this real quick.
All right.
We Tiffany Radio, the for real entertainment network.
Let's love, let's love. Let's love, let's love. Let's love, let's Ooh, diva, diva, diva. You know, we got another treat coming up here, okay? But slowly but surely, we've been hearing more and more of this Queen Gimray coming in here. This is Epiphany's own Queen Simmons, a.k.a. Zwina, or still Zwina. Hey,
diva.
How you doing tonight? Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone.
Good evening, ladies. Yes, it is good to be here. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing good.
It's my birthday Eve, so I am folding laundry like a weirdo. It's 10 o'clock at night.
It's my birthday tomorrow.
My
daughter's is tomorrow too, so I'm gonna sing happy. I'm gonna sing you a happy, a early happy birthday song. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Queen Simmons. Happy birthday to you, and many more.
Absolutely. Yes. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you.
You go with yourself.
That's what's up. Oh man, I hope you have an awesome day tomorrow, man. I hope you. I don't know what you're gonna get, but get what you want, girl. Get what you want. That's amazing.
Turn up.
I'm going to the spa, facial and a massage. I'm treating myself and playing hooky from her.
That is what I'm talking about right there. That's the way you do it. Yes. All that turning up and everything and running around and partying and stuff, that's fine. It's fun. But the best things in life is when you can pamper yourself, honey. Yes. Because that right there, it lasts. Yes. And you feel good. You don't have no hangover after that.
Exactly. Plus, my knees are not built for the club anymore. And you know what else? I heard someplace, I forget, in passing, and they were saying, like, the spring equinox was actually meant to be the new year. So, since my birthday comes right behind it, I always look at it as like this is a new year for me. So best way to start it is, you know, refreshing my direction and my directives, getting some toxins and impurities about them, and you know, get back on track.
Absolutely, Aries is the beginning. Yeah, Aries is the beginning. It is the beginning of the new year. Real shit, you know. And Pisces is the ending of the new year. So yeah, that's the way it's supposed to be. That's the way we're supposed to celebrate. Mm-hmm. But somebody said, let's do it on January 1st, you know. But we know what it's hitting for. We know what it's hitting for.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Spring renewal
it's
time,
awesome.
And I'm here.
Absolutely.
I'm all for that. Mm-hmm.
But Eva, I got a question for you.
Sure.
Do you require a time limit on your lovemaking, or do you believe it is limitless?
I believe it is limitless in the sense that, you know, just like some nights are spaghetti nights and some nights you make a full course soul food dinner, you know, the occasion calls for what it calls for. But, you know, like there's some occasions where somebody just needs to release some stress and you just meet up in the laundry room and grab some, you know.
Yeah.
And then there's other times kind of take your time and take it slow. So just depends on what you're in the mood for. But I can't stand a stingy person who only looks out for themselves. And then, but I don't know what that's about. But
girl, yeah, selfish lover is what I call it. And see, that because you know what? I'm right there with you. I'm not that. I am a giver. Right. I'm a pleaser. Okay.
Yeah.
And when it's right. One-sided, you ain't got to worry about hitting, smelling none of this ever again. You want to keep, you know, you just want to be satisfied and you don't want to give. No.
Yeah, if you're in tune with your partner, you know whether it's going to take if the moment calls for, like, you know, what, you know, you got to be a little diverse, but you do need to be in tune with the person that you're with to know, like, what to bring to the occasion. Otherwise, you're kind of, like, operating kind of selfish, you know?
Absolutely. And when you're in tune, it happens organically anyway. You know, your body's just, they mesh and they just, they move to, I'm tired. Let me, you take me somewhere else. Lord, I can't discuss it. Because I'm in my mind, I'm doing things to a faceless lover. But I dig it. I dig it.
I haven't, like, written anything in a while, but, like, as I was listening to the show, I put this piece together. It kind of, like, explains what I was doing. I hope you guys like it. Slapped together.
Stop playing. Let me get off the stage and put the spotlight on you. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay. All right. Bring me the sun. Bring it to me on your naked back as we rock the moon to sleep. Let her tiptoe up your spine as you darn a new morning's light. We've got nothing but time here. Draw me closer. Make midnight last forever and then bring me the sun. Slowly show me the steady hands and patience of a diligent man own me. Slowly work your magic, let your desire come to fruit, then sup on its juice, quench your thirst. I admit that this is thirsty work, but drink your fill. Set a course for morning, then submit to the voyage. Slowly hold me, you deserve this, to submerge, to submit, a submission to submergence. With the urgency of a primal calling, falling in and out with each lick of wave, bathed in the libaciousness of an oasis with your name on it. Claim it, pace it, let my hips be the rock in your grandfather clock as my pendulum swings. Don't you waste it, swallow the taste of it, let me love me as earnestly as you can. Let nimble fingers blindly learn canvas, leaving traces in breadcrumb kisses, shadows of remembrance deep in my dimples, painting mosaics and shades and shapes, puddles of woman magic. Let lips press to goose flesh in an effort to close more distance, slowly glow me like I'm that twinkle in your eye, your favorite lullaby. Let me be an edifice for the lasciviousness that lines that one corner mouth smile. Let me bask in you, resplendent in the full awakening of your magnificence, the benefactor of your brilliance, spectator in fact of what happens to your magic when you don't hold back and don't hold back. I want to be the fortress, the sovereign place where you can be glorious and gorgeously gregarious. Let me lend me the full weight of your whole self. Give me freely. Don't be stingy with me. Let now be full, if not long. Let now be wide and overfilled to overflow. Fill the room with beatbox, body rocks, and back shocks. Give me back spasms. Erase the restraint of your enthusiasm. Give me soulgasms, good and plenty. Kiss me so deeply you christen my lips felicity. Declare me homo locus subsidiary, stating clearly, woman, I see home in you. Let me see the violence that it took for you to become this gentle. Love me into forgiveness in slow, deep inches, then bring me the sun. And that's that piece.
I love this piece. I love this piece.
Remember
the first time I heard you say it, and I was like, I'm in love. I don't know who it is, but I'm in love with some damn body after hearing this piece. Is this beautiful? Bring me the sun on your back.
Amazing.
I need you to add some stuff to my book I'm writing, because that right there, that line is life right there. Oh my God. That's beautiful.
Oh, it's beautiful.
I love it.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. I'll tell you what. Before we let you skate off on over there to the Love Lounge, you know, your partner over there, okay, are you hollering at Kalinda or something?
I heard.
Can you tell everybody?
You heard? But I heard him in here.
Making us clutch our invisible pearls and take an inhale. You know, but you want to tell everybody what you got going on in the world of Epiphany Radio Universe, and you got something going on outside of it too, I think.
Well, in the Epiphany Radio Universe, of course, every Monday night, almost every Monday night, I am co-host with King Atterbury, or Lord, if you're feeling nasty. Every Monday at 9 p.m. Today we haven't decided on a topic, but definitely roll through and check out, you know, the Facebook event pages to keep track of what's going on. Outside of that, I don't have all the details, but I will be posting. I'm doing a burlesque show at Houston's in New York on, I should have that information in front of me, but I do not. But that's coming up. If anybody want to meet me in Brooklyn, just follow me at Still Swing.
Oh, we're going to talk.
All right.
We're going to talk. Okay. Bringing stuff up.
I'm not doing burlesque, but I'm doing a poet, you know, like sensual poetry to accompany the burlesque show. Let's be clear.
That's cool. Yeah. All right.
All right. I like it. Okay. All right. Well, Diva, I'm going to let you go on over there to the Love Lounge, and we're going to spin the block and see what happens. Be nice if you could bring us another piece. Anything is welcome. All right?
Okay. I'll be here. One love, one mic, right. Ladies.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ooh, wait. That piece is just... Diva, you got another piece, because I got something in my archive.
You go where I find another piece. I can find something.
All right, let me see what I got here. I know I got something.
Boy, I'm gonna tell you, these poets have came in and showed out tonight. My gracious,
honey. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
All right, I got.
Let's see. I'll tell you what. I'm going to play a song real quick while I grab something, because I thought I had it ready. But,
all right.
So let me see. Tell you what. I'll play this real quick.
Oh, na, 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 na. Na, 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 na. Shining this light.
light, we keep it blazing, yeah. Boy, forever shining this light. Hey, thank the Lord, my cup is full and running over. All who never like we, I got love we know. Baby girl just text me, say she coming home. And when she reach, she want me fit, turn off the phone. Turn the lights down low, turn up the stereo, yeah. Altanelli's Gregory, Isaac Dennis Brown. Have you ever been in love? Now bad vibes can't stop this good vibration, yeah. That's the positive vibes we keep creating, yeah. Sounds that make you feel right, we keep it blazing, yeah. As long as we live in this life, we keep it blazing, yeah. As long as we live in this life, yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with melodies that touch your soul, no. They're acting like the people don't need it no more. Still when she hear that good music, she hold me close. She groovy, now I know she feeling it for sure. She moved to me and rest her head up on my shoulder. Soothingly she tell me if it turn up the sun. Have you ever been in love? Now bad vibes can't stop this good vibration, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the positive vibes and we creating, yeah. Sounds that make you feel right, we keep it blazing, yeah. Forever shining this light, we keep it blazing, blazing. Forever shining this light, oh yeah.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, and sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? And you are in the erotic love zone. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please press that 1 to join us. It's coming up on the half hour before the 11 o'clock hour. Get in here before that time, because guess what? Blog Talk Lady ain't got no chill. She will cut you off. And if we should happen to go into overtime, well, you just going, you know, suck for you, because you're going to be left out in the cold. All right. So, Diva, I found something, and I will read this if you're ready.
All right. Hey, the mic is yours, Diva.
Thank you. This is called Of Him. He transforms at night. I want the beast in him. So I greet him already juicy and on all fours, allowing him to lose control as I feel a poem constructed from every spot he's kissed on my body. At the touch of him, I expose my skin to receive, and I know sensuous. Because he's read my essence like a book, as if his pen dripped ink in my pages. In the presence of him, I know desire. Because for the first time in my existence, my appetite is satisfied. I want more of only him. In his energy, I know ownership, because I allow him to claim me. I love being the moon in his life who gave him tears from the stars. For melancholy no longer dwelled or veiled within or found bittersweet through hidden cycles of hurt. Because my mind is free as he holds me captive. And I now crave only the sweetest things in life, because his voice whispers truth to my heart as he plucks and saves my fruit. I flourish and grow because he is the tree that I can always pick fruit from. Gives me life. His lore is tender and effortless as an arousing scent of aromatherapy. My mouth horrid with excitement while trying to catch my breath, but eager for the touch of his lips. I am completely engulfed in the revealed, unapologetic simplicity of him. The Mephetes.
Wow. I closed my eyes. I ain't even going front. I closed my eyes and let it drift. Oh, wow. You got that type of poetry.
Oh.
And see, now this is why sometimes I hate to foul with you.
Well, you ain't got no choice now because this is what you chose to do. So let's hear some more of that deliciousness that you brought for us to listen to. So whenever you're ready, I'm going to stand out the way. And the mic is yours.
Well, I'm going to blame Lord Atterbury, and I'm going to put some of the blame on Butterfly because I'm about to put it in reverse. Licking me seems to be his pastime. He says I taste like honey. So I drop to my knees, arch my back, enters me. I'll throw it back, put it in reverse. He'll hit so deep inside, I know ecstasy is mine. Feel me inside you, he whispers. He was so deep, kept hitting my spot. He took me so high, I swore heaven was around me. I closed my eyes and gold streaks flew. Ivory clouds touched my cheek. I opened my eyes to him staring at me. And he said, I'm not through with you. I couldn't get anywhere, or could I? He slapped my ass. I got on my knees again. He held my face and fed me. The mirror showed someone I didn't know. I really was a sexy vixen. It was time. I wanted our juices mixing. He removed himself and turned me around and said, put it in reverse. And I arched my back, threw it back. And that's that piece.
Ooh, he said, put it in reverse. He said, oh, Lord. Okay.
That was somebody's show. That was somebody's show.
It's been a minute since I heard this piece, but it still has the same effect on me. I'm going to take the dust balls off my shirt right now. I love that piece, Diva. I love it. We're gonna bring this artist back in, and I don't know if he's cutting up again, but here you go. Welcome back, my lord. Are you ready?
Hello.
Wait. Let's see what you made me do.
I heard that piece.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you partially to blame, she said.
Yes. I blame you.
Blame me.
Yes, I do.
Blame the vibe.
All right, Lord, so are you ready to give us what you brought? Because we ready. We ready.
All right. This piece right
My
here
Lord.
Is titled A Soul for Us. Actually, I'm going to spit on the other show, but I'm going to spit it now. As you arrive home from your time, which was a short stay from your vacay, put your damn bags down. As I'm pulling your pants down, as I fuck you on the steps. With much respect, it's been too long for me, I am in my feelings. As you're looking up at the ceiling, butt-ass naked, making music. Touching you all over as your nails strike my back. I'm the clutch, giving you much of this erotic stuff. The backside is hot. As your body touch first and third steps, I'm motivated by the sounds and the smell from your breath. This is what it is that I'm talking about. It's been a while. I have a new style. It's called that inner prowl as I circle inside of your love nest like I'm turning a dial. Raise it up. Come on now. Give me you as I give you some of me. Our summary is a body language that speaks so independently. Keep still as you feel the full meal served to you. This is that king of the stroke that you know that's presidential. Now, up to the bedroom as I lay you on this pillow top mattress. Let's go over the physical factors like an actor and an actress. And that's that piece, Lord.
Damn it. See. I don't know how I'm gonna sleep tonight. I'm gonna try to.
So look, he said, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. You say that y'all will fuck you on the steps?
Put your bags down, pull your pants out.
Yes.
Help us. Yeah. Don't think I didn't catch that.
Six flights to the upstairs. You know what I mean? Put that on the first step, first and third landing.
Damn.
Well,
yeah. Actually, this was for one of y'all past shows that I didn't get a chance to spin the block. You know what I mean?
It's all right.
I'm tongue-tied, though. All right, Lord. I'm going to let you go back over there to the love lounge. You came over here and started all kinds of trouble. Mm-hmm.
Kalinda got some type of gown back there.
Oh, a gown? Oh, I love a gown. Okay.
It was very nice and intriguing.
I'm pretty sure she does. That's my mixologist right there. Well, all right, Lord, I'm going to send you back on over there to the Love Lounge. You can finish complimenting her on her attire. And thank you for coming here and being very, very bad. One love.
Thank you for having me. One love, one light.
One love,
damn.
One love.
Okay. Lord have mercy. I got to start getting out the house. Let me open up this next mic and see if this artist wants to spend the block with us again. Miss Storm, are you available with another piece? Gina, you there? Are you mutating? Okay, well, we're going to flip on over here to Queen Simmons. Let's see. Zuina, is you ready to give us another treat? Yeah, we over here, guys.
Out, King is coming through here on his work day. Okay.
He ain't taking no prisoners. Hear me? No mercy.
You guys are really and this Viado, you know, you guys pieces are just.
Look, I'm hanging on. I'm trying to, you know, sit still, but y'all keep coming through here with these pieces. But what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna get back out of the way again and put the spotlight on you. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay. He's in the room like air, undeniable, heavy. His presence and essence is making me heady. I trace his full form with the warmth of my wanting alone, and damn it, I'm a mess already. Soaked to the end, I am drenched in the thinness of this skin. between where this could end and the original sin, but he's in the room like a vacuum, reducing my lungs to a shallow breath. My heart won't rest beneath my breast. I'm a mess in this vessel, held in place by an invisible lead, a need to breathe deep in the shallow of your throat while I ride you like a rhythm, milk your body, drain you of your composure. He's in the room and I know, even with my eyes closed, my other senses take control. See, he looks like nostalgia and cognac. He smells like outside and everlasting. He tastes like chocolate and chances. He feels like barefoot slow dances and sounds like a bomb's fragile wick. His tongue is thick and so is his waist. He got a bouche that screams basso and a nose that knows. He got broad shoulders and an undeniable soul. Strong traps line his back with just a little fat. He's got scars and cracks from where he held the world on his back. He's got a salt and pepper chin strap that incites in your windows about anointing him in my flow from his beard to his temples. He's in the room, and I can tell. Even in the dark, I know him well. It's his smell, as potent as a cloche of magnolias, his touch tender and effortless. He's in the room and his hands are on my dripping sex. He plays my punani like piano keys. This remarkable marionette, I am blessed to surrender to his caress, engorged on his gorgeousness, unfettered to unrest, and yet here I am, making a mess again. The river to my Milky Way drips into his readied hand. He places fingers in my mouth so that I can understand the sweetness of my just desserts, and his wish is my command. He's in the room like walls that won't speak, full view of the best in me spread open and spent across your bed while I convulse in your afterglow. And damn, I made another mess again. And that's that piece.
Damn. Mm-hmm. Another one of my favorite.
You know what?
People.
I'm going to be here.
I'm going to be
here.
I'm young for this show.
Girl.
Wow. That was dope. That was dope.
It was.
We all know about making that mess again.
Oh, we did.
Yes. Get
all right.
Lost. Yes. Thank you, Queen. I'm going to send you over there with your partner. It's probably all fanned up in there. You might need a fan or something up there.
He's
cutting cool. Ooh, child. I was ready for that second piece. I really wasn't ready.
Right? Oh, God.
It was delicious, though. Yours as well. But let me get to these other callers. And thank you once again for coming in here and, giving us that deliciousness. Mm. One love, one mic.
Yes. Yeah.
One love, one mic.
Wow.
Mm. Ooh, child. All right. Let me throw another station ID in there real quick. This is a short one. And we get to this next caller. Okay, my thing is still spinning. I don't know what's going on with it.
You're listening to Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network. Your number one hit station in town. This is Radio.
This is Sonny, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio. The For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is the Erotic Love Zone. I'm your host, La Perla Negra, and I'm joined by my sexy, sultry voice diva, Mrs. VIP. All right, Diva, we're going to open up this next microphone to another one of Epiphany's own. We got us Just Jay. Hey, Jay, how you doing? Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone.
Hey.
What's going on with you ladies in here tonight?
It ain't us, honey.
Hey,
it is not us. You ain't going to put this on us. They came in here.
Y'all like, can't be a part of this. And I'm like, it ain't us, but keep going. Whatever y'all doing, keep doing it.
Look, everybody is just showing out tonight, and it's so appreciated. We love y'all. You know that. I think I don't know if it's my turn to ask the question or my diva. I'll ask it because I'm tired of this. Me not remembering this back and forth. All right, Jay, are you ready for the question of the evening?
I am.
All right. Do you require a time limit on your lovemaking, or do you believe it is limitless?
Time limit? Wow. I missed that. I think it's done when it's done. No, there's no time limit on it, and that doesn't mean like a very short time or a very long exorbitant time. You know, mm-hmm. when all the criteria have been satisfied, then it's done. It's the same way that a lot of energy can get created off of the car.
Okay.
That has to be taken care of discreetly and quickly, but it could be better than a 2-hour session from just a week ago.
Okay. I like that. I like that. Now, Jay, what did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight? Because you never disappoint either. You know what I'm
saying? I'm at a loss. I'm at a deficit right now because I had a telephone. One of my ports went out on my telephone. I know I'm supposed to have transferred things over, but I just didn't do it. But I have something for y'all. This is a piece I've done in here before. I'm just going ahead and do it again now.
All right. The mic is yours.
Appreciate you. Her identity was assassinated by the treachery of her kitty's desire to be smitten, by the electricity of ecstasy. Her search for resonance was actually a string in search of a bow, looking to be pulled tight and plucked, if only for one night. She wanted to hear tales of heroic excellence laced with words of his self-magnificence, and when it came to crap, she knew that no one could hand-deliver it like grapes into a hungry ear better than he. How could she form a nation? How could she resist or put up a protest when mentally he rubs her breast with the breath of his conversation? He babbles, her brook trickles. And she says it's worth her weeks of lament, because she knows tonight she will get no gent, and most likely she will be driven like a rental by the foot of Grendel. Not even a hummingbird wings and beats could hold a candle. And her panting is hardly audible. She has become a musical instrument, and tonight this bow could hear the music. And even when the levee busted, the waters did not rush, but slowly engulfed everything that they touched, because her soft melodic pants shortness up to her waters, and she did not wish to extinguish his wick or have it flare out of control. So she cooed in his ear like a dove, hidden in the brushes of this poem, because for once, she just wanted to make love. And she calmed his inner beast with sweet ballads, while she unconsciously held at bay his savage instincts. And with all her neurons firing, follicles perspiring, she's in another world. Her pheromones hung heavy in the air like candy. And this nostril came, eating away his inhibitions and her migraine, making him squeal like a rusty cock high up atop a wind vane. His vein twisting in her lightning, In the middle of the rain, she's trapped in the grand malls. He plants his flag deep, staking her crown, whilst he kisses her deep from her head to her feet. And we'll see what waters that perspiration brings as the geyser throat swells and spills as if upside down, and it goes into the sky, dead into her inner space, till the lawn was soggy. Tonight is only the first act in this experience, because the snow blows the milky precipitation that covers the blemishes that melts at the stream's edge in a slow motion drifting and filling the crack and impacting her well with life. Boom.
See, that's what I'm talking about. That right there.
Wow.
What was it you said? The pheromones filled the air like candy?
Or her pheromones. Her smell, her pheromones hung heavy in the air.
Mm. That right there. Yeah. That was a beautiful piece.
And
always,
that was
the
two lines before that
one. Appreciate you.
Beautiful. Always. Don't start waiting in it now. Slow down. Grab the reins, cowboy. We ain't letting you skate up out of here just like
that.
You got to tell everybody what you got going on in the world of Epiphany Universe and what you got going on outside there. You partnered up in
there. Epiphany Universe is like Disneyland. On Sunday, y'all can come into the Epcot Center. I did say Saturday. Then Saturday, y'all can come into the Epcot Center and check out me and Gina, 319-527-6300. Come check us out over here at the Epiphany, the For Real. It's the For Real Network. We're going to be doing our thing. We're starting to get a rhythm. Some of the things that we said we're going to enact last time, we didn't. So we feel obligated to go ahead and get them on tap this go-round. Come by and check us out. Now, we've done this before, as far as like taking a thought and an idea and keep wrapping meat around a skeleton until you have something. We're just asking that the poets come on out and check us out. We will have a venue for y'all.
Right. What I'm talking about. All right, Jerry.
All right.
Thank you very much for that.
I want to see y'all, too. I want to see y'all, too.
All right. But you know, life happens. We can't always make it in the place, but I shall try.
Understand.
I shall
try. If y'all try, then that's more than enough right there.
All right. That's what's up. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Oh, hold on, one more thing. We did an interview with Rare Epiphany. It's on our Small House page. Just go to Small House of Poetry on Facebook. Rare Epiphany is such a beast and such a lady. But the poetry, she is, you know, she's a rare talent that comes around every now and then. To have as much talent as she has and to be as humble as she is something that people really are not even trying to do now. We heard some inkling in her poems. Of clues about where she's going to be heading to and where she's going to be taking it to. Come over there, Small House of Poetry on Facebook. Her interview will be there. It's a private room, so we have to go ahead and meet you in there, but you can get in there and check it out.
That was up. Thank you for that. Yeah, that's my peaches. I love her. I really, really do. She is a rare part of energy that is so good, you know,
just
her
so
presence
beautiful.
Alone. Yes, she is. And that's why I love her to death. Yes, and she is very humble. Yes, that makes her even more beautiful.
Oh, man.
All right, make sure you drop that info off for us, and I'm definitely looking forward to it. Okay.
All right, y'all. To Divas, y'all take care now.
All right, Jay.
All right.
One love.
One love, one love.
Y'all be easy. Much love.
Wow. Diva, this was some kind of show tonight. Yeah.
I'm telling you.
I really, really, as always, I enjoy riding shotgun with you. You got any closing words?
You know, to those who stream us online or listen online, and those who listen tonight, I just truly appreciate you. Love you guys. Without you, there is no us. And, you know, like you said, special thanks to author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet. For real, without you, there's no us, because you were the brainchild of all this. And I remain thankful to this day I've been brought into this. So y'all be safe, and y'all take care of each other, and be kind to one another. Eva?
Absolutely. My exact sentiments.
Well, she said.
You know, and, continue to get that good relationship going with yourself and be kind to yourself always. Remember that, okay? Because when you are being kind to spirit. Spirit dwells within. Y'all, just be safe. Continue to respect one another. I love you, and I'm going to take you out with this. Peace.